Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard. Some experiences are personal, others are meant to be shared. MasterCard presents Priceless Picks, a place to share at priceless.com.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Every once in a while, a CD will come in and I'll think, they've got to be kidding. And that's what happened when a new CD came my way by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Plant, of course, sang for Led Zeppelin, and Alison Krauss is a great country bluegrass singer and fiddler. But when I put the CD in the player, it all began to make sense. There are periods in my life where Led Zeppelin III, the more acoustic of Led Zeppelin's records, is my favorite. And then, of course, there's Robert Plant's duet with England's best singer of the day, Sandy Denny, on the fourth Led Zeppelin record. And it's that vocal duo on The Battle of Evermore that's my reference point for this Robert Plant and Alison Krauss project. And though no song on Raising Sand is that good, this one comes closest. It's called Please Read the Letter.
Caught out rhyme with just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter. I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out. We needed so much more. Too late, too late. A fool could read the sign. Maybe, baby, you better check between the lines. Please read the letter. I wrote it in my sleep. With help and consultation from the angels of the deep. Beside the well of many words, my house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left for you to check with lost and found.
Robert Plant, along with Alison Krauss. Please read the letter as a song from the CD Raising Sand. The album's produced by T-Bone Burnett, and it comes out on the 23rd of October. Mark Ronson heard that there was going to be another Dylan Greatest Hits collection. The creative producer of music by Lily Allen and Amy Winehouse also heard that they were looking to remix a song for the collection. Ronson was given the original four tracks to the Dylan song, Most Likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine. Now the song, with the rollicking drums and guitars, has been given a tasty makeover. Well, I think it's tasty. Many others don't. It's originally the opening cut to Disc 2 from the 1966 Blonde on Blonde record. Give a listen to Mark Ronson's remix of Most Likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine.
Could be wrong. You say you told me that you wanna hold me, but you know you're not that strong. I just can't do what I've done before. I just can't beg you. But you know sometimes you lie. You say you're shaking and you're always aching, but you know how hard you try. Sometimes it gets so hard to care. Can't be this way everywhere.
Music of Bob Dylan, remixed by Mark Ronson. A new collection of Bob Dylan's greatest songs comes out in October. I first heard the delicate and intricate playing of English guitarist Martin Simpson on a June Tabor record. I think it must have been in the late 70s. Earlier in this show, I mentioned one of the great voices of British folk music, Sandy Denny. Well, if you've never heard June Tabor, look her up. Martin Simpson understands and performs American folk music on banjo and guitar better than most American players. He came to live in the States for a while, and New Orleans was one of those places. On his new CD, Simpson interprets Randy Newman's Louisiana, 1927. is a song written in the 60s about a flood long ago. And it's hard to shake the emotions of Louisiana these days when you listen to Martin Simpson play this tune.
What has happened down here is that the wind has changed. The clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. And it rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river roars all day. The river roars all night. Some people got lost in the flood, and some people got away all right. And the river have busted so clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of the lower night. President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land?
This CD is called Prodigal Son, Martin Simpson on guitar and singing with some background voice by Jackson Browne. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We've been webcasting and podcasting quite a few concerts. Nick Lowe, Rilo Kiley, John Vanderslice, Bishop Allen, with upcoming shows by The Animal Collective, Iron and Wine, The New Pornographers, Spoon, and more. We received huge amounts of mail when I asked the question, do you like the concerts? Should the concerts be part of our podcast, or should we have separate podcasts? I don't have a complete answer yet, but I can tell you that we're planning to continue the concert series. 99% of you love it. The only decision to make is whether it's part of the current All Songs Considered podcast, or should we start a new concert series podcast? Well, stay tuned. But I'd love to personally respond to All Songs Considered email. I'm overwhelmed by the quantity of mail this time, so if you don't get a direct response from me, I want to just thank you so much for being a fan of the show. We won't let you down. Thomas D'Arcy is known as Small Sins, and Small Sins is the current favorite CD of our producer Robin Hilton. D'Arcy makes smart pop music in Toronto, and there seems to be a lot of that going on these days. D'Arcy wrote all the songs on Small Sins. He also played just about every part on the record called Mood Swings. This cut's called Morning Face. The music of Thomas D'Arcy, and you can find this second album of his under the moniker Small Sins. The new CD is called Mood Swings, and that was called Morning Face. Georgie James is a band from the Washington, D.C. area. Their name comes from a fairly obscure 60s pop singer named Georgie Fame. Georgie James are a duo, and their music has deep roots in three-minute tunes from the 60s. It isn't nostalgia that propels John Davis and Laura Burhan. It's their imaginations that keep their music fresh. From their CD on Saddle Creek called Places, this song's called More Lights.
sand, the streets in victory. By sidewalks frame of jealous grass. The lack of change that defines infinite. It's the only thing that comes to pass. We know what we ought to know. We know what we have to know. We need more lights on in our neighborhood and in our world. We need more lights on in our neighborhood and in our world.
All of the rooftops by the infinite. Block out the stars and shield the sun.
John Davis, he had a band called Q and Not You, singing here with his musical partner, Laura Burhan. The band they formed is called Georgie James. Thomas Bartlett can take a clear blue sky and make a pretty depressing song about it. So why play a pretty depressing tune about something as delightful as a blue sky? I think because the sound of the song was so beautiful. And that's true of this entire record by Dove Man, the name Bartlett records under. You may have seen Dove Man's name on records by David Byrne, or Anthony and the Johnsons, or The National. His own album's called With My Left Hand, I Raise the Dead, an uplifting title if ever I heard one. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
There you go, chasing clouds again.